From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Four people are dead and four critically injured after a week of gun violence that brings Oakland's homicide count to 75 for the year. One of the victims was active in an anti-violence movement. Jacob Fenston has more.
Bobby Hall II, or LB for Lil Bobby, was an up-and-coming rapper. He'd performed at anti-violence events at San Quentin and in Oakland with an organization called Silence the Violence. But Hall himself fell victim to violence Saturday night, shot and killed at an East Oakland apartment. He was 25.
He always had a smile on his face when he came through.
Xiomara Castro is the organizing director for Silence the Violence.
His lyrics were extremely positive, and he was always just willing to do whatever it took to talk about peace, talk about what was happening in his community from a very real perspective.
Castro says Hall's music was inspired by his brother, Jesse, who was shot and killed outside the family's East Oakland home in 1992. Now, 16 years after that shooting, the family gathered at the same house to prepare for another funeral.
I only had two sons, and both of them gone.
That's Bobby Hall Sr. He says that since a young age, his son Bobby was always compassionate. He recalls one incident at a wrestling meet.
I took him to one of his meets, and he was wrestling another little kid, and Bobby put a move on the kid and hurt him, and the kid was laying on the mat crying. Bobby sat down beside him and started crying, too.
Mona Hall is Bobby's mother.
Everybody loved little Bobby except one person, and that's the person that killed him.
Oakland police have made no arrests and identified no witnesses or motives in Bobby Hall's killing. And Jesse Hall's 1992 murder also remains unsolved. Jesse was killed at age 22.
They didn't live a long life. They didn't live to where they can see their kids grow up and how they turn out or see grandchildren.
Mona Hall blames gun makers whose products are devastating urban communities. She blames lax gun laws. She says she hasn't seen action from Oakland Mayor Ron Dellums.
If he's doing something, it's a secret to us.
And, she says, something's got to change.
It's war. That's exactly what it is. It's war. And I'm tired of fighting and being in losing end.
Hall will be laid to rest next Tuesday morning. For KQED Radio News, I'm Jacob Fenston.